I'm gonna show you how great I am.
This was our finest hour.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Every day I hear someone say, I'm too fat. I need to lose 25 pounds, but I can't. I never seem to improve. I'd hate myself if I had that kind of attitude, if I were that weak. I can lose 10 to 40 pounds rapidly, easily, painlessly, by simply setting my mind to it. Hello, and welcome to How to Take Over the World. This is Ben Wilson. That is an excerpt from Arnold, The Education of a Bodybuilder by Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is the end notes episode for the life of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think Arnold has one of the most intoxicating mindsets that I have ever experienced, that I've ever heard of. I felt so inspired doing this episode. And so on this end notes episode, we will be talking even more about that mindset, about my takeaways. I had a ton of highlights from reading his three autobiographies. So I am going to go through a lot of those highlights. And we'll talk a little bit more about his personal life and some of the anecdotes that I wasn't able to get around to in the main episode. There is a lot of good stuff. I think you will love it. As always, this is a subscriber-only episode, so you'll be getting a 10-minute preview if you're not a subscriber. If you'd like to hear the entire episode, then go to takeoverpod.supercast.com and sign up there. So let's start off talking about how Arnold trained, how he worked out, how he lifted weights, how he approached it. I collected some good quotes about that. The first quote I really love, he said, I discovered that the secret of successful workouts had to do with competition. For me, there was never any monkey business. I wanted to compete in bodybuilding. And so there is this intensity to all of his workouts, which you don't find with other people. And one of the things it reminds me of is John Wooden, who was this great college basketball coach. He coached at UCLA and he won, I think, like 10 national championships in like 12 years. I mean, he just dominated college basketball while he was there. And one of the things that he would do is he actually had shorter practices than most other people, but they were very intense. It's like when you were between those lines, you know, when you were actually on the court, you were running, you were working hard because he didn't want his players to get into the habit of doing anything at less than 100% all out exertion. Otherwise, you're going to get the habit of doing things lackadaisically and at a slower pace. And so when you're in a game situation, you will revert to what you did in practice. And the same thing with Arnold a little bit of just when he was lifting, he was doing so with real intensity. He was going hard, as you heard there in that quote. You know, along with that, two of the things that I talked about in the main episode, he has these quotes about concentration, right? I thought perhaps he had some special exercises, but that wasn't true. He concentrated on the standard exercises. That was his secret, concentration. He worked to get everything an exercise could give him. That's Arnold talking about, who was he working out with? Reg Park? One of the main bodybuilders that he was learning from. Concentration, so that he made that a big part of his workouts. And he said he would start off every workout with a moment of total concentration. He said, quote, it became part of my routine that year to start out every day with total concentration. The way I did it was to play out exactly what I was going to use, how I was going to pull my muscles, and how I would feel it. I programmed myself. I saw myself doing it. I imagined how I would feel it. I was thoroughly, totally into it mentally. I did not waver at all. So he is treating every workout like it's a competition, and he's working out incredibly hard, and he's concentrating, and he's starting off every workout with a moment of total concentration. And that included blocking everything else out. He said, I knew the secret, concentrate while you're training. Do not allow other thoughts to enter your mind. So you don't think about anything else. Working out is not a time to let your mind wander, at least not for him, right? This isn't like a thing of relaxation. Like, this is serious and you've got to treat it seriously and you have to have your entire mind focused on what is at hand. Okay, so don't think about anything else. And as part of that, you know, he preemptively got things out of the way. He said, I started training in an area where there were no distractions. There was nothing else going on. And that gave me enough time to concentrate and find out what bodybuilding was really all about. Okay, so again, like Steve Jobs said, focus is about saying no, right? So he's preemptively saying no and cutting things out of his life so that he has that room to concentrate and things aren't distracting him. One of the other things about his training is he was this big believer in positive thinking. And so he you know, I already talked about some of that visualization. He said, I knew from my own experience lifting weights that you had to stand in front of the bar and talk to it. You have to communicate with the bar. You son of a bitch. I'm going to rip you off my chest. I'm going to throw you over my head. I don't care how much you weigh. I'm the man who's going to take you out. I'm going to be the master of you. You talk yourself into it. You tell yourself you are going to be the hero, and you picture yourself completing the lift before you even touch the weights. With weightlifters, the psyching up process can be endless. If a man stands there and thinks for 1/10 of a second, maybe I can't lift it, it's gone. He will not make the lift. And so he goes on to say about that, that power of positive thinking, the mind is incredible. Once you've gained mastery over it, channeling its powers positively for your purposes, you can do anything. I mean anything. The secret is to make your mind work for you, not against you. This means constantly being positive, constantly setting up challenges you can meet, either today, next week, or next month. I can't should be permanently stricken from your vocabulary, especially the vocabulary of your thoughts. You must see yourself always growing and improving. And so I love that. It's not just positive thinking, but it's reinforcing that with constant growth and improvement, and constant growth and improvement that you can actually see, and setting up those benchmarks so that once you see yourself progressing, progress builds on itself. I actually think that's one of the reasons that weightlifting is good for anyone, because it's this thing that you can see, like, oh, I've been working out for 2 months and my muscles are getting bigger. Like, I can see the progress. And so then it puts yourself into a mindset of, okay, I can change myself. I can improve. You know, one of the other things that makes me think of is I think that everyone should start something new on a regular basis. So for example, I've lifted weights for a long time. I just started swimming. And the great thing about starting something new is, you know, I've been lifting weights for years and it takes a ton of effort to make even a 1% improvement in my bench press, let's say, because I've been bench pressing for years. But I just started swimming. And so like my 50 meter swim, I can knock off a second in a week. Like every week I am knocking seconds off of this time. I'm improving like 10, 15% week over week. Now that's not gonna last forever, right? But it's this great feeling when you start something new because progress is so rapid. And so it just instills that confidence in you that, okay, I can learn things, I can improve myself. And that starts to bleed over into other elements of your life. One of the other important things about the way he worked out was that he worked out to failure every single time. You know, he was going as hard as he could until he literally, you know, couldn't lift anymore. And he had this interesting relationship with pain that he talked about. So he said, it's important that you like what you do. And we loved it. We had fun. But we also did astonishing workouts. We did torturous workouts in the fresh air. We challenged each other. We experienced a lot of pain. And it's interesting that he pairs those together. He starts off saying, we loved what we did. We had fun. And the end saying, we experienced a lot of pain. So how do those two to go together? How do you have so much fun and love what you do and also feel so much pain? He said another time, it was a fantastic feeling to gain size from pain. All of a sudden, I was looking forward to it as something pleasurable. The whole idea of pain became a pleasure trip. I couldn't tell anybody about it then because I knew they would say I was a weirdo, a masochist, which wasn't true. I had just converted the pain into pleasure, not for its own sake, but because it meant growing. We bragged to each other about how much it hurt. And so I think that's like an awesome idea. If you can really connect that pain with progress. You know, there's this great quote. I'm looking up right now. It says it's by a guy named Lyle Jeremy Rubin. I don't know if that's true, whatever. But the quote is, pain is just weakness leaving the body, right? And if you can program that into your brain of, look, pain is good. Pain means progress. And then you can seek out that pain and try and live in it. Then, you know, the world is your oyster because pain isn't a limiter. Pain is where you're living. And so you're just living in that area of progress. And so I think it's really interesting the way that Arnold was able to reprogram his brain to crave and love pain because that is what means progress. And pain is what means progress. Like there's no progress in the comfort zone, right? And so I think being able to shift that mindset is a common mindset of a lot of great performers in any field. Okay, that does it for the free portion of this episode. Again, if you would like to subscribe and hear the full thing, go to takeoverpod.supercast.com and sign up for $7 a month for the premium episodes. And as always, if you are a student or are super broke for some reason, then just send me an email and I will hook you up for free. for a year until you can hopefully get on your feet and able to afford it. Until next time, thank you for listening to How to Take Over the World.